Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Off and rolling on a Thursday, which means it's time for our weekly Survivor picks in the NFL. And it sounds so simple, right? All you have to do is pick an outright winner. But the NFL, we know, usually has other plans. And we'll see an upset, it feels like, every week. But Jenks, the hot gossip here in Nashville before we get to our Survivor picks. And we love our local celebrities, like people who are celebrities, but also like live here. And so here's the story that everybody's talking about. And here are the main characters. Diego Pavia, quarterback for Vanderbilt. Theo Vaughn. Diego Pavia's mom. And Tate McRae. Have you heard the story?
I have not, and I would love to hear it. Please tell me more.
Okay, so we know that Diego Pavia is never short on confidence. So, like, keep that in mind as you hear the details of the story. So, Theo Vaughn, who is a comedian, also lives in Nashville, goes to Vandy games, told Diego Pavia that if they beat South Carolina, he would go on a date with Diego Pavia's mom, which I don't know if, like, Diego Pavia wants his mom going on a date with Theo Vaughn, but, like, this was the bargain that was struck. And so, like, there's this big upset where Diego Pavia and Vanderbilt down South Carolina. So, like, the deal is on. So they ask him about this at the game. After the game, I think it was Cole Kubelik, who was a sideline reporter. And Theo Vaughn, like, doubled down. He's like, yeah, she's a nurse. Like, I want to date a nurse. Even though he said something to the effect of, like, all right, so I wouldn't be Diego Pavia's stepdad. We would just be friends. And, like, imagine him saying that in that voice. I'm sure it was very funny.
Mm-hmm.
But now there's another addition to this that we didn't hear about on the broadcast, because Theo posted this screenshot of, you know, the conversation that he had with Diego Pavia. And so apparently the deal was Theo Vaughn gets to date Diego Pavia's mom.
Okay.
If Theo Vaughn can get Tate McRae to go on a date with Diego Pavia. So he screenshotted the DM that he sent to Tate McRae. It says this.
Okay.
Hey, Tate. My friend said I can take his mom on a date, but only if he's able to take you on a date. Here is a pic of him. It's like a picture of Diego Pavia at a press conference. But wait. He slid this in there at the very end. If you don't want to go on a date with him, I can also take you on a date.
There we go.
Very smooth.
So smooth. Like, hey, take a look at this guy. Now, take a look at me. All right? Saving the best for last
while you're
year.
Here.
You know, if you like him, fine. But if you don't, what about me? Very, very tricky. Well done, Theo Vaughn. Yeah. That's the part that keeps getting left out when I look at these headlines. Like, the Tate McRae part is the part that people are leaving off here.
Yeah, and the fact that Theo Vaughn is not being a very good friend, it's like, hey, but if you don't want to date him, I'm definitely available. Like, that's not a very good wingman move.
I totally agree. Like, come on, man. Like, I got you, man. I got you. Hey, look, I know this guy. He's okay. Are you looking to date right now? It's like, you're not really being a wingman there. It's like, I'm with you until you break off at the last second.
I was just saying this. I feel like really attractive women make men lose their minds, though. Like, they'll say dumbest things. And, like, I will say this. Tate McRae, very hot.
Yes.
So.
Not unattractive. She's a very beautiful woman. So, I get that. But, yes, guys will lose their minds over, you know, someone who is attractive and young and famous and all those things that come with it.
And dances like that.
And dances like that. It doesn't hurt. It doesn't
looked
hurt.
At her VMA dance for research for the show.
I didn't realize that was a thing, but guess I've got some stuff to do this afternoon now. So thanks for the heads up on that. Yeah.
Yeah, quiet time for Jinx. All right, at the computer. All right, so let's get to our survivor picks for this week in the NFL.
There can be only one.
Who will survive?
All right, there you have it. The rules are simple. You pick an outright winner this week in the NFL. The spread doesn't matter. You just got to pick a winner. All right, Cenk, so who is that winner for you?
Am I doing the Bills tonight? I'm working on one more play.
Are you?
I think I am. I'm going with the Bills tonight. I mean, this should be an easy dub, I feel like. Right? They're taking on the Dolphins. The point spread is 11 and a hook. Now it went to 12 and a hook. So, yeah, this is a pretty easy choice for me. I had the Broncos week one. That was a winner. Cowboys last week. I was sweating that one but came home. But let's go Buffalo tonight.
I saw a stat somewhere that backs this up. And apparently, like, favorites have been feasting this year. So favorites of 4.5 points or more this year are 12-0 straight up.
Oh,
so
wow.
That goes into your handicap there. Nice. If you do think the Bills cruise. And for me, I'm going to continue fading what I think is the worst team in football. So we're going to fade the Saints here. Going to go with the Seahawks at home. Like, this feels like a very good situational spot. Obviously, for the Seahawks, have one of the best home field advantages in football. They are 7.5 point home favorites against the Saints, who are 0-2. And, like, some of these stat lines on the Saints, like, bless Spencer Rattler's heart. Like, the first game of the season, he went 27-46 for, like, 205 yards. Like, you threw the ball 46 or 47 times, and that was your output? Not great, Bob. Not great. So I'm going to go with the Seahawks. All right, next up, looks like it's more of the same for Double D. David, looks like you're not going with a risky pick this week.
No, I'm going with a revenge pick. Saints let me down. Saints revenge. Let me down last week. Revenge! Best served cold a week later, like a good leftover pizza. Delicious. Yes, I'm taking the Seahawks to beat the Saints. You let me down, Saints. I hope Spencer Rattler gets sacked 100 million times.
It's clearly not personal for David. All right, Dylan. I know you can't pick Tate McRae here, but if you could, you would. But what's the NFL team?
Yeah, I'm going with the Packers this week. This is more just a fade of, like you say with the Saints, that you think they're the worst team. I think the Browns are the worst.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Worst team, and Green Bay is also one of the best teams. I think this is just a hammer spot on Green Bay. Just getting them on the money line for Survivor, I'll take that all day.
Love it.
I definitely thought about this one. This was another good option as well, but in general, I don't love picking road teams. Like, so that was the only, you know, knock against that one. But I do not expect the Cleveland Browns to win. It's 8-point underdogs. The Packers look amazing. Like, eventually they'll probably have a dud of a game, but it doesn't feel like this one against the Browns. All right, Denton, who you got this weekend, Survivor?
I am going to play the role of schoolyard bully for the second week in a row. I am just going to follow around the New York Giants and torment them. So I'm picking the Kansas City Chiefs, who are on the road Sunday Night Football. 6.5-point favorites over the Giants. We said a lot of very not nice things about the Chiefs this week, which have all been deserved because they're 0-2. And I think they are going to take it out on the Giants It's going to be a walloping, and it'll be the best game that Mahomes has played this year, so I'm taking the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, like that.
Ah, I feel like we need a sounder of, like, who's the bully in Billy Madison? Is it O'Doyle rules? Like, that kid that's the bully? I think it's O'Doyle. It's, like, the family of redheads.
Oh, yeah.
David, you look like you know.
It is O'Doyle rules!
That's it. Somebody got the reference. There you go. My only question for the Chiefs is that I feel like no matter what their competition is, they play down to the level of their competition. Like, we saw this last year. They played in so many close games. So, do you really want to play a team in Survivor that you feel like you might have to sweat in the fourth quarter?
If it's sweating Patrick Mahomes, I feel good about that sweat.
Yeah.
True. And I guess
mean, it is the Giants.
You're sweating like... Right, and it's like Roger Goodell's favorite child. So it's like, I think there's going to be a call. Oh, that's roughing. Did you just look at Patrick Mahomes? That's roughing the passer. That's going to be 15 yards. Because do you think that goes into the handicap for people this week? Is the fact that, like, I don't think the league wants the Chiefs to go 0-3, right?
Does for me. Come on, Raj.
Let's go, Raj.
Let me see the refs make a show of this thing. Let's go.
We're all here to see the referee show, right? So, like, more seriously, I don't think that they will need the referees. But, like, flip side, the Giants' offense at least looked good. Like, Malik Nabers down there somewhere, even though I think he might have gotten hurt during that. I'm not sure. But still, I am just trying to, like, find sabotage factors because I think that is an important exercise when you're talking about Survivor. Because, like, we have seen crazier things happen in the NFL. So I think it's one of those things where you want to feel good and confident. And also, if you are playing by the rules of the actual contest, you can't use the same team like any other week in the NFL. And I have not been using that strategy. Has anybody here, like, looked down the schedule? Has anybody been doing that? David did that last year, I think.
Yeah, I did it last year. I'm trying to adhere to those again this year, but I don't look down the schedule. I just look at matchups, and like I said, if the Saints were ever going to win a game this year, they've got one coming up against Chicago, but with a depleted San Francisco last week, I thought they had a chance, and they did have a chance last week. I mean, the game was closer than anybody thought it was going to be.
Yeah, but you don't get points for keeping it close in Survivor, unfortunately.
I think sometimes
people try to get too cute, though. Like, when it comes to Survivor, and people are like, oh, this is the week, if there's ever a week. It's like, yeah, but then, like, what if you lose? And then, like, you'll think about, like, your great matchup that you already had penciled in for, like, week 12. Like, that's the thing. I think some people think too far down the line, and it ends up getting them eliminated.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, because if you don't get there in the first place... You know what I mean? Like, it's a tough balance. Like, I can look down the line, but if I do that too much and I take risks too early, or maybe it's a calculated risk, but if it's too much of a risk, you're not going to get there in the first place. So I would rather err on the side of caution and make sure I get there. You know, all things being equal, what happens in week 12 doesn't matter if you're eliminated in week 5.
Yeah, this is like me cooking for my family on Thanksgiving. Now is not the time to try new recipes. We are right. Keeping it simple, and we are doing the things that I have cooked before. We're not getting cute with things. So, like, that's how I feel like with Survivor, is that, like, we're not getting cute. Chelsea's not risking it for the biscuit. And that has usually turned out in my favor. But we'll see if we stick to the rules of, like, not using the same team ever again in a season, but we'll see if we last that long.
Yeah,
because I feel like last year, more than this year, there was way more upsets. Like, I gave you that stat about, like, favorites of 4.5 more points, 12-0 this year. Eventually the dogs will be barking, and eventually we will have chaos in Survivor, but hopefully this is not that week. All right, coming up next, hour 3 of the show, we'll start off with the biggest headlines, including all of our plays for Thursday Night Football. It's next on the Daily Tip.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.